Hello, hello, hello. Yes, I am back. This is Ronessa coming to you from anchor.com. I'm sorry I've missed you for a couple of days, but I'm here. I'm well. And how are you? Well, tonight I'm going to jump right into LOVE again. I don't know why, but I like talking about emotions. I'm an emotional being. How about you? Are you emotional? I have good emotions, though. I've grown to realize that there's no need for bitter, angry. The best way to live a good life is to let people see you living a good life and to actually live a good life. So I no longer waste my time trying to intentionally aggravate or show someone that I'm angry or mad. Matter of fact, I smile even harder because I refuse to give up my power to anyone, including you. You know, and when I say you, I mean whatever that you is, because some people are indirectly fighting against themselves, trying so hard to prove or to make someone see how upset they are or how hurt they are or how angry they are or how, you know, disgusted they are. Been there, done that. That's a waste of time and energy. The best revenge is to live a good life. And unfortunately, when you live your good life, the people or the persons or whomever you're trying to do that for, if they wasn't thinking about you, they still ain't gonna be thinking about you. But how and however, you will continue to have a good life and not be stressed out with the negative things of this life. You know, sometimes we just have to go on and do us. Yes, so as you can see, let me see. I don't even know the last time I spoke to you. I think it was the 3rd and today is the 5th. I am so sorry. I thought about it every day. I thought about it, you know, the time that I missed. I was thinking about it. However, I think I needed to take a break because I was finding myself indirectly repeating and talking about the same old thing. And I do not want to do that. I want this to be inspirational. I want people to sit back and be able to, you know, drink some iced tea, lemonade, whatever your drink of choice is, and just enjoy my voice and enjoy my conversation and listen to it with a friend and just have, you know, let it be an iceberg. You ever watched a good movie and you wanted to talk about it with somebody? That's what I wanted to bring to my anchor. I wanted to be able to bring up topics that, you know, you could talk about with yourself in your mind, talk back to me. Most of you do text me or send me text, or, you know, just to have something to say, oh, you know, you heard, let's talk about that. Let's, what do you feel about that? You know, sometimes you just need a subject to bring up. And I've been in this time that I have not been talking with you guys, I have been activating some of the stuff that I've been saying. I've been really taking the time out to communicate. And not only just talk at people or let them talk at me, but really listening to what they're saying, listening to the tone, listening to the mood, listening to their mode. You know, people have a mode of, you know, is it bass? Is it solid? Is it, you know, just really filling out what is being said and receiving it the way it was delivered. Because a lot of times stuff go over our head. Sometimes we miss it. Sometimes we kind of half sleep and halfway here, whatever, and not really chew the meat and digest. And we're missing out on things. We're missing out that our friends are really, really hurting, or that our friends really, really need us, or that someone really, really loves you, you know? And that's a sad thing to miss out on, because a person may not know how to articulate how they feel. But don't get it twisted. If a person don't like you, or a person telling you they just want to be your friend, they just want to be your friend, okay? don't get delusional here. Oh, you just don't really know that you love me, but you love me. No. If they saying they just want to be your friend, they just want to be your friend. You know, not saying that can't change. You know, some people will start out with friends and turn into be the best relationship ever. However, let's take things for what they are. Let's ease into things. You see, guys, I missed you so much. This is Ronessa. And yeah, I still hear my alarms chirping. I have been, I have someone supposed to come this week to do them. I bought like a 24 pack of AAA batteries. I'm ready to stop this chirping behind me. But take time out to listen. Be truthful. Truth is power. Thank you, Al Sharpton. Truth is power. And be ready to respond to what you learn. Because sometimes you get pulled to the carpet and, you know, you want to know how a person feel. When you really hear it, are you ready to receive it? Alrighty now. Have a good night. And my friends is going to work tonight. Be safe. Those of us who are going to bed, sleep well. I will talk to you. Let me start saying this. I may talk to you tomorrow morning in the a.m. This is Ronessa signing off. Shout out to my cousin, Katina. Thank you. Thank you for your text. All right. Talk to you later.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.